For a long time, the big four auditing firms in Australia faced conflict of interest criticism because many of them advise the companies they then go on to officially audit. They escaped scrutiny at last year's Banking Royal Commission, but they'll now face a special parliamentary inquiry. And ahead of that, the professional body covering auditors has finally come out and offered to introduce stronger bans. Chartered Accountants Australia and New Zealand says Australians deserve to know audits will protect them from financial shocks. The body's reporting and assurance leader, Amir Gander, is speaking here with senior business correspondent Peter Ryan.
Firstly, we'd like to see a tightening up of the prohibitions on services that auditors can provide to their audit clients. That needs to be revisited to make sure that it's keeping pace with the business environment and also with, you know, the public expectations and the investor expectations around those services.
So at the moment, is that prohibition on seeking additional business like a consultancy work, is that voluntary?
Well, no, there are actually already quite strong controls and there's a list of services that are prohibited. And that's been sort of continually strengthened over the last two decades. But we do absolutely recognise that there's a need for, you know, the profession, broadly speaking, to swallow some medicine and make sure that our rules are up to date.
So in your submission, you're saying that those independence and conflict of interest rules need to be revisited because of some uncomfortable perceptions. That sounds like an admission that there is a problem.
Well, yes. I mean, we really do recognise that confidence is a part of quality in audit. And we have to make sure that the way we are addressing potential conflicts of interest and independence is keeping pace with what the public expects. And we can see that there's a great deal of scrutiny, including from the Parliament.
So given what we saw out of last year's Royal Commission about misconduct in financial services, is it fair that some people might look at auditing companies and think, well, they're perhaps really after that lucrative consulting work and there's the conflict of interest perhaps going soft on a company's books?
Managing conflicts of interest and independence are absolutely central and core to what we do. There are lessons out of the Royal Commission in terms of how risks such as fraud and misconduct are being dealt with in organisations. When it came to individual Australians and consumers, I think there were some shocks and a lot of surprise that they weren't covered.
But given what we've heard out of the Royal Commission and the fact that you've made this submission to the parliamentary inquiry, is that an admission that there is a bit of a bad look out there at the moment?
It's an admission that we very much have to keep pace with public expectations. You know, many institutions right now are under pressure when it comes to trust. I think trust is certainly not something that can be taken for granted by any institution. We're certainly not resting on our laurels. I think we've got a lot of work to do when it comes to making sure we maintain confidence.
But it's taken a parliamentary inquiry for you to say we need to look at independence and conflict of interest issues.
Oh, no, look, it's been a focus, you could say, on one level for decades for the profession. You know, questions of trust and confidence.
But the auditing profession would be well aware, given last year's Royal Commission, that there is a big problem with trust in financial services, including auditing.
Well, look, I think there are issues around trust very broadly in, you know, across just about all industries, certainly financial services. And we absolutely recognise the challenge we face as a profession. Our profession really is grounded in ethics, integrity, and the ability to maintain trust in that. That's why we really want to be on the front foot and helping this inquiry. We see it as a very important public conversation, and we welcome this inquiry.
But what sort of power do you have in the end to make sure that the big four accounting firms, PwC, KPMG, EY and Deloitte, have to fall into line given the potential work at stake that they might miss out on if they change the way they pitch for work?
There is a robust framework in Australia when it comes to regulation and oversight of auditing. The Australian Securities and Investments Commission, the Corporations Act actually brings independence rules effectively into force of law. And so when we're talking about strengthening those rules, they would actually carry some quite serious ramifications.
And that's Amir Gander, the reporting and assurance leader at Chartered Accountants Australia and New Zealand. And he was speaking there with Peter Ryan.